Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. And with me, as always, is my co-host. He's looking very off the dome today, if you don't mind me saying so. Nick Mason.
This week's going to be off the dome.
Oh, no, we're in the infinite DC fan dome.
And
void.
You're going to have to add reverb to that.
Oh, yeah, because this week Collings is doing a video, so I'm going to be taking care of the edit. So if you're like, why does this not sound as good? It's because we've both got colds, actually. That's why, Mason?
Just regular, normal colds. Mm. Nothing sus. Don't even worry about it. People will be happy to know, a little bit off the top. Melbourne is coming out of lockdown and also curfew.
That's
so
right.
So two things, we'll probably be able to see all the movies that we haven't gotten around to in the last few weeks. And also we can get back to our normal schedule where I roll up here at about midnight.
That's
and
right.
And just be like, hey,
and just ruin my night.
You're in a podcast and you're like, what's happening?
That's it. So, yeah, over the next few weeks, we're going to be unveiling some of the things that we're going to be catching up on. I think next week we're going to do Dune and maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Should I get it so I can talk about it?
Yeah, probably. And then the week after that, even though...
Can I get it on one of the systems that I own?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, great.
And then the week after that, even though we could do it earlier, we'll probably do Shang-Chi and Eternals together as one episode.
God, so, Eternals is nearly out. Isn't that exciting?
That's right. So there we go.
Did you see the Lexus ad?
Eternals Lexus ad? I love a branded commercial. You know that. They're like, this car's better than having superpowers or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I've got speed, but this is even speedier, you know.
I can shoot lasers out of my hands, but this has got a parking sensor. I can just push the accelerator. It parks itself. It's incredible.
Boo. Yeah. You know what I'm noticing going through The Sopranos, because I'm still doing that? There's time codes below if you want to just jump straight to the fandom stuff. We've got some other news up top. Yeah. But
if you want to skip whatever this is.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. We understand. Is that the way they integrate ads? They're just like, we've stolen all these washing machines. This is the best new washing machine.
It's really amazing. I never picked up on that when I watched it.
They're drinking a lot of like open-faced cans of Coke. You know what I mean? Just like, take a look
at this. Open-faced sandwich. They've cut it down. cut it down the middle and peeled it open.
So you can see the whole can. Yeah, all the way around. Just a lot of that I'm noticing. It's good fun. Or it's like, wow, you bought me a new car. This is the new Lexus something something whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, cool.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
So naive I was back then.
You fool. You absolute babe in the woods.
Yeah.
But this week, though, we've got a bunch of news we're going to get through. We're going to talk about Squid Game. We've got trailers for Scream and Home Sweet Home Alone. Adam Warlock news from the next Guardian movie. An image for Jonker. Michael Caine, a strike that nearly happened.
That's right.
Superman, there's a bit of controversy around Superman this week.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you've heard, Mason. And then we're just doing everything fandom. We're talking about the video games. We're talking about the trailers for The Flash and the Batman and everything in between. And we're going to discuss, as we do every year when this happens, second year, whether or not it was off the dome.
Or it was, you know, on the dome.
Or it could be on the dome.
This is a little on the dome.
It's more on the dome than it was last year. But we'll certainly get to what is and what is not on the dome.
Mm.
Let's start off with Squid Game, Mason.
Okay.
Have you watched Squid Game?
I've watched and finished the first season of Squid Game.
I did, my less successful podcast.
Has Claire also seen Squid Game?
She's not watched Squid Games.
Do you think she'd like it?
No.
I think she wouldn't like it
I don't
at
think
all.
She would like it at all.
No. People get shot in the head, spoiler alert.
There's a lot of
shot
that.
Shot right in the head.
But it's not like brains and whatever, is it? It's more like blood packs.
Yeah. What's interesting, what I liked about Squid Game, if we can segue into Squid Game just for a second.
In this Squid Game segment. Let's swing it back around the Squid Game.
There might be some spoilers for Squid Game in this thing about Squid Game, if they're talking about there's going to be a second season of Squid Game.
Yeah.
What I liked about this particular setup, sort of battle royale style, we're all trapped in a room situation, is that it felt expensive but realistic.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, there's nanotech, or there's like, oh, there's artificial intelligent drones, or like the whole building changes shape or whatever. It was just like, here's a big structure.
Yeah.
And if we're going to play a game on it, and if you fail the game, somebody shoots you in the head.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Like, I can see that.
Or sometimes they'll be like, oh, this is the room you were in before.
Yeah. ran out of rooms. There's only space for a certain amount of rooms here, honestly.
Some infinite void rooms, so, you know, you got to... But they're not even infinite, as we find out. But anyway, you mentioned season two, and I'd imagine that is very much going to happen because it has officially reached 111 million fans.
Whoa.
I guess that means watches.
And a lot about that many pairs of Vans. Apparently white Vans are selling out.
Oh my God.
You know the shoe.
I know the
shoe. Not the van. Not the vehicle.
Oh, there's always a market for white Vans. Just crime. You know what I mean? You want to get away with a crime?
White Are we van. Talking about the vehicle? Or the...
Yeah, I'm talking the vehicle
okay,
now.
Sure, right, okay.
And if you want to get away with the crime, white Vans. But
you could just be like, it wasn't me, it was the Squid Game gang. It was the Squid Game gang who stole all those TVs.
I never worked out whether that's a real game, Squid Game.
Yeah, it must be.
I like Googled it for a little bit,
I
and
see,
then I
right.
got lost in like...
Maybe...
I think if I had have searched it before, like a month ago, I probably could have figured it out.
I think most of the games in there are... real Korean games that we don't necessarily have.
Oh, okay.
Except the one where you jump on panes of glass. I think that's probably...
I think that's Korean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But I Squid Game, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems oddly complicated. It feels like one of those schoolyard games that people invent.
Yeah, okay,
and if you're
not
on the inside, like it's just your school.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, biggest series launch ever.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the return on investment, the ROI, if you will, for our finance bros out there. It cost Netflix $21.4 million, which is $2.4 million per episode.
They didn't produce it, they just bought it.
And okay. the guy, you probably saw the articles, the guy who created it, like, started it in, like, 2009.
Oh, wow,
been trying
okay.
to sell it.
Long time coming.
But basically, for our finance bros out there, the ROI on this is insane. It's actually off the dome. Because The Crown per episode costs $10 million.
Uh-huh.
$10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And Stranger Things cost $8 million, while this was far less.
Our absolute bargain.
Yeah, so good. And also, I like that it's different, and it's, you know, it's from a country we don't see a lot of stuff of necessarily. I hope.
Although now Netflix is recommending me a lot of stuff that is Korean.
Oh,
they're
good.
Just
okay.
Like, you like this? You like solely this?
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of.
Look at this Korean game show where they have to jump on panes of glass.
There is a game show on there that I think I want to try. It's like a murder mystery game with celebrities where they all get thrown in and they have to solve a fake murder. So maybe I'll get to
fake
that.
Murder. Yeah. It's way better than a real murder.
Better
way
than a
safer.
Real murder.
So there you go.
Can I ask you this question?
I love questions.
And here's where we might get into Squid Game spoilers. So if you haven't watched Squid Game, maybe skip ahead a minute.
I will.
Or two. James, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think's coming back? Because...
Well, the main guy, obviously.
Yes. With his boy band haircut.
Yes. The cop's not dead.
That's true, yes.
Because he fell off a thing.
I don't think Finalist number 3 is dead.
The one who was...
Got a throat cut.
Yeah, it's possible. It also could be that...
Actually, first of all, do you think that this was intended to be like, we'll definitely get us another season? I reckon they made it.
Yeah, it ends that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does, but I feel like maybe it feels a little bit like, we'll leave the door open, but like... No guarantees.
Yeah,
I mean,
you could leave it there.
You definitely could leave it there. But yeah, you were saying.
I think the guy who runs the Squid Games, the brother of the cop, will return.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, who plays Storm Shadow.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Who else? Cool. Anyone else you think could return?
I wonder if... Well, I mean, I feel like the deciding factor is, were you shot in the head on camera?
Yes.
Because contestant number 3, whose name I can't remember, unfortunately, but the woman who has the little brother, and you think she's all distant and whatever, but then she's like, I've got feelings or whatever. she gets stabbed with a piece of glass, and she gets her throat cut, but they do put her in the box before she dies.
Yeah.
And then we see some boxes being put into an incinerator.
Mm.
But we don't actually see her die. So it's
And we know there's a trick thing in that incinerator as well.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly
a trick
right.
floor in it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think even if they had intended for her to die in the show, I think the internet has responded to many of these characters so positively that I think they might be just like, okay, we sent her off for some emergency surgery. She actually didn't die. Now she's got a cool neck scar or whatever. So I think, did Ali, remember Ali?
Who's that?
The guy from Pakistan.
No, he got shot in the head.
Okay, yeah, we did say it. Okay.
He got a bag of rocks and he was shot in the head.
That's right.
I think they need to be careful with like fan service and like this character's popular and let's bring them back.
Exactly, because with the woman, I should have looked up her name.
We don't look anything up.
We don't look anything up. When she's been in five things, I'll remember her name. And it's the same thing. The same thing that happens with every actor I see, because her arc is ended. We saw her grow as a character. And we saw the main guy.
Ho Yuan Jung.
Thank you.
I've definitely pronounced that wrong.
Terrific. Yeah. That's what we want. Like her arc ended and she grew as a character and then the main guy, you know, made good on his promise to look after her little brother. So she doesn't need to come back.
Mm.
So I think maybe narratively it would weaken the show if she does come back. But I think they might be like.
But it's also a good character.
Yeah, I think they might be like.
I wouldn't be upset.
We'll bring one back.
My goodness. And speaking of bringing just one back.
We'll bring back that guy that stabbed himself in the neck.
Let's bring back him. He was a good character. He was a good guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a really good guy.
Yeah. Let's talk about trailers because trailers are high, Mason. Got two this week. One for Scream.
Ha!
It's just called Scream.
Mm.
Not Scream 5, which
not,
it is.
Not S-C-R-E-5-M.
No, none That's of that nonsense.
Or 5-R-E-A-M.
Yeah.
5-R-E-4-M?
Yeah, sure. Mm. 5.
Yes.
Five, no, because it's 5, right? Yeah. Did I say 5? Is it 5? Doesn't matter. It is 5. Anyway, we did a commentary for the first Scream, which you've never seen, which is going up next week on Big Sandwich.
Yeah, I've first time watching it.
Yeah, and you had to unravel the mystery as
I gave it a whirl.
Let's not spoil it, but I
had to, based on not so much what was happening in the movie, but more of the tropes of like just watching movies generally, I had a good stab at trying to figure out who the murderer was before the big reveal.
That's right. And then that was a lot of fun. But this week we're doing a time capsule for the year 2003. But anyway, there's some returning people for Scream.
Yeah.
Your Courtney Coxes, your Neve Campbell, your David Arquette.
David Arquette, yes.
I'm hoping some people who maybe died, but I think potentially could be back from the franchise, which I'm going to get into here. But there was also a trailer for Home Alone, which is an abysmal-looking trailer with an incredible cast.
It really is. It's got the little boy from Jojo Rabbit.
He's incredible.
Not Jojo, the other little boy from Jojo Rabbit. It's got Rob Corddry.
They didn't go like a Macaulay Culkin look-alike kind of thing.
It's got Rob Corddry. Not Rob Corddry. It's got
Rob Delaney.
Rob Delaney, thank you. And it's got Ellie Kemper.
Yep.
So they're great.
And it's got Pete Holmes.
Yeah.
As the father.
And it's got, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but I think it might be Eiling B. She's the mother.
She's a
British comedian and humorist, et cetera.
I think there's a chance that this could be good because it's literally every person in this. I'm like, I love that person.
Yeah.
Not like a love, like I don't know them. So it's unfair to say that to somebody you don't know.
But here's the thing. I've seen them in movies, so I do know them. I know them personally because I've seen them in things.
And you follow them on the gram? So you might see when they're like having a cocktail by
And I'm like, I'm having a cocktail with them. Yeah,
it feels like I'm having. Oh,
yeah, I literally am. I'm on the other side of that.
Yeah, okay, good.
But yeah, you're right. It's what's interesting about the trailer, and I think probably people have picked up on this, is that the two thieves are not into it. They're like, we have to do this. We don't really want to be criminals.
Yeah.
And then they get brought into this terror house where a child is assaulting them.
He's gonna beat them all up with.
It's like rocks and sticks. Are we supposed to feel sympathy for... Who are we supposed to feel sympathy for? Whose side are we on in this?
I honestly don't know. The important thing is, though, that I'm having a terrific time with it, and I can't wait to watch it. You?
Are you being sponsored by Home Sweet Home Alone?
I've never been sponsored by anybody, and I quite frankly resent the accusation. Anyway, check out Home Sweet Home Alone coming to Disney Plus exclusively January...
Christmas.
Why would it be Christmas?
Why would it come out in January? What's wrong with you?
Because Scream's coming out in January, Mason. Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. It's true. But I mean, murders are timeless, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. No, it is. I assume it's sometime.
Is Scream set at Halloween? I know we just watched it, but I don't think it is.
No.
It's just general murder time, right?
I mean, it's interesting because some people consider Halloween the spookiest time of year, and I'm not just talking about tax time or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you
mean. Look forward to every video for the next 3 weeks having that in it on my channel. Anyway, there was some casting this week for Guardians 3.
That's right.
It was confirmed that Adam Warlock, who I think we just talked about last week.
Yeah. We said he'll definitely not be in this.
No, I said that he will be in 3.
That's true.
And then you may be
agreed. And I said, Will, you say?
And then we never said anything else.
That's right.
In our life. No, it's Will Poulter, who is from that Bandersnatch episode of Black Mirror. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's from Midsommar. He's from Maze Runner. Mm. He's from maybe Meet the Millers. Or
probably
the,
some British TV of some sort.
Is he British? I don't know if he is.
No, he's British, I
Great,
think.
He's British, and that's good.
I'm gonna look it up.
That's what I know about him.
He's probably in Skins or something.
Yeah, I mean,
or
I know...
Misfits.
For years it was like, what's his name? Fucking...
Go on.
His name? Zac Efron. People like put Zac Efron in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
He could be buff and shiny or whatever. But I like this casting. I like this.
William movie. Jack Poulter is an English actor. Mm. He first gained recognition for his role as Eustace Scrubb in the fantasy adventure film The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Wow. Eustace right? Scrubb. Imagine having a name so terrible that I've already forgotten it. But even when I think about it, I'm like, what a terrible name. Yeah.
Eustace Scrubb.
There we go.
Scrubsy.
Anything else from that? Anyway, I like him. And
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
How many of those Narnia movies are you seen?
None.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm. Nope, he's not in Skins.
Did you say he was?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't hear you say that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he does seem like a guy who would be in Skins, doesn't
right.
he?
Yeah.
You seen speaking of Skins, have you seen Green Knight?
Not yet. It's on. Yeah. It's going to be on Prime if you haven't. If you don't want to pay for it.
You could. You can. There was a window where you could buy it from the A23 website
really?
Or whatever. Yeah,
I missed
yeah.
it.
Anyway.
Oh, it's if you don't want to pay for it, it's on going to be on Prime on the 28th
of January.
No, of October.
January is the year, it's the month, I should say, when everything's coming out. I'm
That's
talking
great.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm talking
yeah, yeah.
Screm 5. Mm-hmm. I'm talking
The Thing
The Green
seen.
Knight.
Yep.
Terrific.
Have you seen it?
Huh?
Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yes.
Is it a good fun time?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, and it looks like something I would
It plays enjoy. Like a... It's just a big metaphor, really.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's... It looks yeah. like it's going to be very slow and kind
but
of
But I
like
really liked it.
Contemplative.
It also reminded me a lot in places of the Holy Grail, the Monty Python
movie.
Oh, yeah,
movie. Okay. Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but I got that kind of vibe from some of it. Because it's kind of surreal and odd. And
well, it is about a man who gets his head chopped off and then he's like, nah.
Not today.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was cool. I could absolutely see like...
Well, that just happened.
Yeah. That's that famous Monty Python yeah. skit. Now that just happened. But I could see, like, if you think it's going to be like King Arthur or whatever, it's uh-huh. not really that at all.
Yeah.
Don't expect a big sword fight or anything.
Sure.
Anyway, we also got the first image of Jonker, or the Willy Wonka prequel.
Yep. He's got some
Jonker.
He's got some depth in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
He's got a bit of...
some genial Wilder.
Yeah, he's got a bit of Grover in A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Sure. But he's got does a bit of everything, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
So it's... what's his name?
Timothy Chalamet.
Apparently it's all singing, all dancing. And also, because we're like, look at this Joker origin movie they're doing. Apparently it's not that. It's not a dark movie. So it's directed by Paul King, who did the Paddington movies. And it's
okay.
more of like a bright, kind of fun, kind of rollicking adventure, mm-hmm. which... Sounds good. Like, I don't need, like, Wonka's dark origin, where
sure,
did he
yeah.
get his cane, etc.
Does he love chocolate so much?
Why, how did
Does he love chocolate at all?
When was the first time he did a forward roll? Can we see that, please?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're definitely going to see a forward roll. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but...
I still maintain we're going to see a leg injury. Even though he doesn't really have one, they're going to put one in. Because
yeah.
people are like, remember the time he's had a cane?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That cane's got a knife in it also, I reckon. Don't you reckon? Mm. There's a knife in that cane.
Maybe yeah. like a fondue fork.
Oh, speaking yes. of knife and a cane, on Sandspants, I did a Sandspants episode.
Oh, yeah.
We did our Plumbing the Death Star, and it was...
This was live, right? This was at PAX.
I did a live one for PAX,
uh-huh.
but there's one up, which I don't think is up on their YouTube channel yet, but we did one on who's Wally hiding from. In
oh,
Where's
sure,
Wally?
Yeah.
So I meant to mention that up top.
When
so
America is called Waldo, of course.
Yes, of course. And
of Where's
and
Waldo
France
fame.
Is called Willy. He's called a number of different
is
things
he?
We
okay.
discovered. We did some investigations on the fly.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was a real...
You did your own research.
Yeah, and it's
you
important
it.
To do your own research.
Just Google it and the first thing is probably
just
accurate.
Just Google it on a Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the first image you see...
That supports your already
And then it
formed
says,
opinion.
Are we 1984? Mm. And that's the truth. Actually.
That's very true, isn't it?
Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, Jonker, look forward to it. And he's definitely got a knife in that cane. Even if you don't see it, he's got a knife in there. I'm fucking telling you, man. He's got a knife.
Who's he knifing, though?
Anybody.
Wow.
He's a dangerous man. Mm. He's killing kids and shit.
Well, I did Plumbing the Death Star a long time ago, a million billion years ago, about whether, I think it's about, I think was about whether Willy Wonka was a psychopath or not.
I think maybe we did this one together. Did and we? I think we came to the conclusion that he was like an escaped Nazi scientist.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah. Oh, was he a bad businessman or something?
I mean, he sells chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a great factory owner, but he does have slaves. So I'll give him that, I guess. True. You can't take that away
can't
from him.
Can't take that away from him.
He'll kill you with, yeah, the, with
knife
his
knife. Yeah.
Anyway, you saw this week, Mason, that Michael Caine did not retire.
That's right.
Did you see the news?
Everyone said he did.
Yep.
And then
maybe he said he did. I don't know.
No, I think it was, but he definitely on Twitter, he said.
My name's not retiring.
No. He said, I haven't retired and not a lot of people know that.
It's good. He's good, isn't he?
Ha. Ha. I'm Michael Caine.
I like him.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm glad he's not retired.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here's the thing, though. This tweet got 215,000 likes. That's blown his mind.
He doesn't know what that is.
No, that's true. He just knows his phone went flat. He doesn't know why.
I mean, he's pretty sharp, but he doesn't need to know what a Twitter like is.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. In other entertainment
now
news.
Now you listen here. He's gone to the Apple store. Now you listen here. My phone, it keeps switching off and I don't understand it. I'm not having it. That's what he's saying.
That's very good. Mm. Michael Caine in the Apple store. He'd have a cane with a knife in it.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Probably people give them to him like for his birthday
every
year.
He'd probably use it to cut some fruit, like he'll have an apple and he'll...
That seems awkward. Just he's holding the tip and like, yes, several feet of it and just swinging below him. Yeah, okay, sure.
You might have seen there was a strike that very nearly happened, which was going to start Monday for the IATSE.
Mm.
Essentially, for those who don't know, everybody who works on a film who's not like the main players, the rate of pay in relation to the hours of work that they do is, I was going to say borderline criminal. It's criminal.
Yeah.
It's become a more complicated and time-consuming job over the years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without the pay rate increasing.
And it's all, you know, it's probably akin to crunch in the video game industry in the sense of like, and the what they're demanding in a lot of instances here isn't like, we want $1 million a picture or whatever. It's like, we would like to be able to finish our shift and go home and get 8 hours sleep and then come back and work on it again so we don't do some bad electrical work and kill ourselves, for example.
Or die in a car crash on the way home or whatever. Mm. Yeah, which is all very reasonable because, and you know, and not to throw shade on actors, those absolute pansies.
Sure.
That's what we decided on before the show that we would say, both of us, and we both agree.
Okay, great.
We love the cast of Home Alone, but we don't mind throwing a bit of shade their way.
That's right.
No, but like, you know, you come on as an actor and you do your thing and you leave.
Like Rob DeWeeny.
Got him.
Yeah.
That's another thing we decided on. Mm-hmm. But like all that has to be set up hours before they do it and then taken down afterwards, you know? So good. And anyway, it seems like a deal was struck. I don't know the specifics of it, but that strike is not happening, which I was all like, yeah, good, do it. Like delay a bunch of stuff. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They should get
paid. And I mean, you know, there was a lot of threads on Twitter from, you know, production professionals and stuff like that. Of like, okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to get in like a bunch of scab workers? Because they're all going to die.
Yeah.
Like they're all going to attempt to set up a backdrop and it's going to fall on people and it's going to collapse and, you know, what have you. Because
you're going to kill Rob DeWeeny.
You don't want to kill Rob DeWeeny. He's great.
So there you go. Anyway, good. Mm. You don't know the specifics of it, I assume.
No.
Neither of us have to.
Yeah. But I say unions forever.
We're saluting each other.
Yes, because of the greatest union of all, podcast.
Yeah, and look, I know unions aren't perfect, but what is the alternative? Just people just run amok and corporations do whatever they want?
Yeah.
Fucking no thank you.
Sounds sick.
Does sound pretty
good. Cyberpunk, baby.
That's very cyberpunk. There's a very anti-union kind of slant in a lot of media, you know what I mean? Mm. So, you know. Anyway, Superman is bisexual. And what I don't like about this, and if you just hear me out, Mason.
Go on.
They are fundamentally...
No, that's it. We're ending the podcast.
They are fundamentally changing the character of Superman. And by that I mean it's Superman's son who recently became Superman for real full time. Mm-hmm. And also this happens all the time and who gives a shit? You're just going to have to get past it. It's just a thing that happens and good and who cares? Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's, you know... Mm. Bit of fun. He's an alien. I mean, he's an alien and he's also a man. So we can do what, you know.
Exactly. And as you mentioned before the show, which I'd forgotten, Tim Drake is bisexual as
well. So that's the third Robin is also, yeah. So that's interesting.
So I know a lot of people have been like, Superman's not gay, Superman's married to Lois Lane, blah, blah, blah. Even if they did make it that, again, he's an alien, it doesn't matter. But it's not Clark Kent, it's his son. And I think, again, this happens...
So it could be Clark Kent. Yeah. He might have a revelation about his
that's
life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't really matter at all.
Also, DC, very big fans of... just rebooting their entire universe and changing a bunch of stuff. So if you don't like this, just wait 5 years and they'll erase John Kent from history because they always do this every time. They do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about this is,
I mean, you shouldn't not like it. It's fine. Like it's
You should either like it or be indifferent or shut up. Anyway, I think it's good because it, you know, well, for one, they do it for a number of reasons. It gets eyes on the comic. People get upset about it. People tweet about it. People defend it. But ultimately, I think it's a chance for people to see themselves represented in comics. And if it doesn't represent you, then you can see something that's maybe a little different from your lived experience.
And maybe that's an interesting story.
And cancel Superman is what I'm saying. I'm upset, basically.
Well, I say that I say this every time whenever a large corporation introduces diversity into a thing. Mm. The corporation does not care about any of
not
these things. All they care about is they found another market sector to exploit and be like, well, we don't, you know, this group of people isn't spending money on our stuff, so if we introduce this, that'll happen. But the thing is that the people who are brought in to write this stuff and the people who watch it, it's important to them.
Yes.
So if you go, okay, well, we introduce a bisexual character and we get a bisexual writer to write it, for example, they are very excited to write stories about it, and that's important to them. So, like, you know, for if you go, oh, actually, it's just the corporation just doing it.
It's all the corporations doing it, whatever.
It's all the corporations. It's just, just forced diversity, and I'm sick of it. It's not forced to the people who are writing it and the people who are experiencing it. Yep. Yes, the corporation doesn't, they don't, like...
DC, but everything they
DC
do.
Would shoot us if they got DC Comics would shoot us all if there was a profit margin in it.
That's
if they're like, listen, if we stop making comics and movies and actually there was gold in all our readers and we could shoot them and take the gold out, they'd just shoot us and take the gold out. And some people are like, well, actually that would be illegal and there would be a fine attached. They don't care, they'd pay the fine. They'd factor that in. They'd factor the fine in to shooting us and taking the gold out of our bodies and then they'd be rich. But they can't do that.
Yeah.
So they'll exploit some other market, but it's not to say that
they can't do that because there is no gold in us that they know of.
Yeah.
So just if they're asking to check if you got any gold in you, just in case, just be like, no gold here, thank you.
James, I've been eating gold for like 20 years. I'm full of gold.
Mason, what are you doing?
Don't tell DC that I've got gold. I'm actually quite scared now. There's stacks of gold in me. I got gold in my bones, man.
So
my bones full of gold.
But we're upset, aren't we, or whatever?
Yeah, we're really upset.
Yeah. Anyway, look forward to us doing the same bit again in a few months when a different thing happens.
This next time my body will be filled with a different precious element.
That's right.
But also, like, the only thing that is interesting to me, well, I mean, it's good. I like it.
I agree.
But what I think is, the interesting thing to me is they went Tim Drake Robin and a different, like, the next generation of Superboy Superman.
Yeah.
Because Robin and Superboy are often a team and, like, you might be like, oh, we could make them a couple. But it's weird that they didn't go Tim Drake and like Connor Kent, who is like the same generation Superboy.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because it so,
you but know. He's I guess he's not the current.
No, that's true. Yeah. Superboy. He's still around though.
Or he's you know what I mean. He's not like the new. He's got a book.
Yeah,
guy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he does have.
Hey, look at me! I got a book.
I got a book, and I got a vanilla ice haircut and jacket.
Yeah,
yeah. We remember. Was that Connor Kent?
Yes, it was.
Terrific.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's time to get absolutely fucking off our fucking domes, Mason. Because it's...
Dome.
It's DC...
That's the dome air horn.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
DC fandom megadome time or whatever. That's right. The weird nothing void is back.
Well, we're in it, James.
Which celebrities have...
Some would say this is from last year. But we're still in it.
We're still in
we
it.
We never left.
We weren't in lockdown. We're in the void.
I can't escape the gravity well. I'm full of gold.
So this time they've trapped host Tiffany Smith in the void.
I don't know who that is.
I met her, actually, at Collider a few years back. She's very nice. But anyway, here's a question for you. It's from Jake Harvey, who says on Twitter, off the dome, did you stay up all night and watch it live? Do you have regrets? I do. Now, this for us started at 3 a.m. and went for 4 hours.
Mm.
So I did not stay up and watch this, and I'm glad I didn't. What about you?
Oh, I went to bed just before it started, I think.
Oh, and, very good.
That's right. And I woke up and all the highlights were on YouTube and I could just watch them at my leisure.
And that's the way it should be, because there was a lot of faff in this, wouldn't you say?
It seems that way, yeah. Based on some Twitter... Again, like, I skipped all the in-between and I just got to the trailers, but based on what I can see on Twitter, there seemed to be a lot of faffing between actual reveals.
Exactly. Now, so,
there was not 4 hours of trailers released.
Yeah, that's right.
There was about 20 minutes. I don't know.
Which is the perfect amount if it was a 30-minute show.
Yes.
Did you say this before the show that like Marvel at least like do it in a clip? They're like, we're doing Moon Knight. Yep. Next thing. Mm-hmm. We're doing Black Panther 2. Next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on, that's how it should be. But you know, people seem to enjoy it. I don't think it had the impact of last year.
Yeah.
So I don't think there were as many big reveals.
Were there some re-reveals from last
year?
Yes,
I think there definitely were. Anyway,
did they reveal the games last year, I think, maybe?
Yes, I think they may have. Also, the first Batman trailer was last year as well.
Yeah, it was. That's
speaking
true.
Of, I've got trailer breakdowns for both The Batman on my channel and also The Flash. And we're probably going to do another thing after this. The Flash Man. Yeah, that's right. Should we start with video?
Funky Flashman. We talked about Funky Flashman.
What's that?
It's the New Gods character that's just Stan Lee. Jack Kirby invented him to make fun of Stan Lee.
Oh, that's very good.
He's all hype and no substance. It's great.
There's
some people on Twitter this week criticizing...
Me? Who?
Me.
Oh,
me. I was criticizing you.
Oh.
But also, there were some people... I'm sure it was just a small minority of people, but it was basically just people looking at old Jack Kirby Eternals art and being like, this sucks. I'm like, boo.
It's good, actually.
I didn't weigh in because I don't care that much, but they've clearly made some stylistic decisions on the Eternals that's coming up, and they've gone more of like minimalist 2001 Space Odyssey kind of, you know...
Monolith
kind of vibe, like the spaceships and monoliths and stuff like that. And they've gone with some more colourful stuff.
Yeah.
But again, you cannot deny the sheer artistic insanity of Jack Kirby when he really went on a tear. And like the Eternals is some of the best stuff.
It's interesting you say that because I say boo. I don't reckon it's any good.
It's interesting.
No, it is good. And I think a lot of the stuff that we've seen in live action, like if you start with like Guardians and then move on to like Thor and then this, is a result of like a lot of this imagery.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So there you go.
Also, what's interesting as well is that a lot of the stuff that we see now, like digitally, it's way more vibrant than it was back in the day just because when they printed it on newsprint back in the, you know, the 60s or 70s, all that sort of stuff.
It's like, shit.
It got really dulled down. And I think a lot of people are like, we liked it on newsprint and this is a bit too much. And I disagree.
Yeah.
I think the weirder the better.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk about video games. We've got two reveals, two more trailers.
Go on.
No gameplay, but it does look like in-game engine stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Both Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad, they're going to beat up the Justice League,
now,
Mason.
Now, to reiterate... Gotham Knights is the one that looks like a sequel to the Arkham games, but it isn't a sequel to the Arkham games, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
And then Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Might be a sequel.
Might be set in the Arkham universe.
I don't know.
Or maybe they're both yet, but...
Yeah. Both are coming...
But it doesn't, ultimately doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't.
They share a lot of characters and concepts, so...
Both are coming 2022.
Okay.
The Gotham Knights one is definitely more Arkham game. Now, those guys did Arkham Origins.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what they do with a game that's like entirely their own. You know, they don't have to like build it into the previous city.
That's
and
true. And
whatever.
They don't have to, they don't have to go, okay, well, the character needs to end here because the next game is technically Arkham Asylum. So he has to look a certain way
Yeah.
and his character has to be developed a certain way. They can just go, okay, this is post that universe in a way.
Yeah, in a
so
way.
So we can just, we can develop the characters however we want, which I think is interesting. Yeah.
And I think, look, that game is a weaker Arkham game, but I think, I can't think, there's a like the lack of polish on a lot of it because it feels a bit rushed.
Uh-huh.
But there's some amazing boss fights and everything. And
yeah.
like mechanically, it's pretty good. Like it's a pretty good game. And there's a Vita port of it. And let me tell you, it's not that good.
Great.
I played it for a little bit and it's just not very good, Mason.
Wow.
It just didn't really work for me. I've still got it.
Is it on a cartridge, a little chip or something?
That's right. I can see it from here. It's right there. It's on a little chip.
You should break it now.
Oh, no, Mason, I want to keep it.
You should eat it.
I want to keep
it. You should swallow
it. I'll eat it. You think I won't eat it?
I think you won't.
Do you reckon DC will cut me open for a Vita game? For
maybe.
A Vita copy
maybe
of Arkham Origins?
When it's the only copy left, maybe.
So Batman is dead in Gotham Knights.
He's not, though.
He's definitely not.
He's not. He's been an owl mask probably
he's
later.
He's probably in an owl mask. He's probably like, who's this guy we're fighting who knows all our moves and stuff? Where do I recognize this fighting from?
I wish Batman was here because he could take this guy real easy. Because it seems like they're evenly matched in skill and strength.
All of us have the same voice in this group.
This guy's got a Batman costume on too. That's just rude, quite frankly. Because I ripped the front of his shirt and he had a Batman costume underneath it. What's going on? Wish Batman were here.
I saw him take the mask off and he took a moment to look at himself in the mirror and it almost looked like he was contemplating who he really was. I wish Batman was here though. Anyway.
Anyway,
good.
That's some classic Batgirl style dialogue from the game Gotham Knights.
It looks cool, like the world that they've built. There's the elevator that's a cage. It's clever because a cage, like an owl or a bat or fucking whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And also for Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League, that looks very different, but that Guardians of the Galaxy game that's coming out
that's
this
true,
week,
yeah.
you know, the whole squad and whatever. I think you can play as multiple. I think the idea is that you can play it as four people, isn't it, or something? I don't know. I didn't watch
that. Or you can do a switcheroo. Maybe it's like a single player switcheroo.
Look, that's all I want. I don't want anything else. Here's a question. What do you think
that could be very kind of awkward, though, because maybe it's one of those ones where it's like you've got to position Captain Boomerang at one place and then you've got to get Harley. You've got to switch over and get Harley Quinn over. If it works in some kind of chapters, I think that would be good.
And then you play as different person.
Yeah, but I think if you have to switch manually, that could get kind of annoying.
What do you think of the Australian accent?
I like it. I know we shouldn't like it.
I'm going to have to settle into it.
I think
I will, definitely. But it's very like, oh, yeah, what are you, blah, blah, you know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. But it's interesting. I think it was interesting that we saw of the Justice League, we got a lot of big looks at Superman and Green Lantern, a bit of Wonder Woman, The Flash.
Yeah.
Not so much Batman.
No.
He said it. We saw the Batmobile.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because they wanted to focus more on Batman, like the Batman, and they're like, we don't want to steal focus on, every one of our properties has Batman in it, obviously, but we don't want to steal focus from the big thing, so maybe.
Exactly. Next up, we have DC's League of Super Pets. Here's the cast, you ready?
Ready.
Kate McKinnon, John Krasinski, Vanessa Bayer, Natasha Lyonne, Diego Luna, Keanu Reeves, Mark Maron, Dwayne Johnson as Crypto the Superdog, and Kevin Hart as Ace the Bat-Hound.
Mm.
And the announcement for this was, there's a trailer in November.
And there's a little teaser with
a lot of piss. Yeah. Leon wrote on Twitter, he said, there was a little too much, there's no trailer, but this movie's going to be great, don't even worry about it.
I did see a clip of Ezra Miller, and he's like, we don't have a trailer, but here's a teaser trailer. Just say you have a teaser trailer.
He's an odd duck, isn't he?
I mean, he was wearing a collar, but
and he strangled,
like a dog collar.
And he strangled that woman.
Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, so that's something, isn't it?
Sure is.
Anyway, we'll talk about the Flash trailer in a bit. But yeah, League of Super Pets, why not? It's like it's a cross between Secret Life of Pets and the Lego Movie and whatever.
I didn't know Mark Maron was going to be in it.
I didn't know that either. Do you reckon he'd be like a Perry White kind of dude?
Isn't he going to be a pet?
Yeah, but Petty White, I should say. Because they're all pets, Mason.
Okay, right.
Wait,
right.
Is this a universe where they're pets or there's just animals and stuff?
Oh, I think they would be pets because it's the League of Super Pets, right?
Yeah, I know, but like, you know, what kind of universe is this? Does Superman exist?
Yeah, he would.
I don't know, man. Sometimes things aren't what they seem.
Wonder Woman's Kangaroo Jumper. I don't remember her at all.
Wonder Woman has a kangaroo?
A kangaroo named Jumper. J-U-M-P-A.
Terrific. Wish you could step back from that ledge, my friend. You know that song about suicide from Third Eye Blind?
No.
It's called Jumper.
Third Eye Blind have one song.
Yeah.
And that's the one that goes.
And now that song about London. I know more about Third Eye Blind than I do Radiohead. What do you think of that?
I love it. We've all got our niche, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some imagery that we saw, though. Just some glimpses.
Okay.
We saw a... they haven't started yet, but Leslie Grace is Batgirl in the Batgirl HBO Max movie. We did see one piece of art. Did you see it?
Yes. She's on a gargoyle or something.
They're going to give her the cowl and not like the little mask, and she's going to have red hair. That's what they're going for.
Whoa.
Is it real red hair?
Classic.
Or is it like the red hair in the mask?
Oh, great
question.
Like
they did in the 66 series.
I think they're going to go real red hair.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we're in the era where you could do real red hair.
Did you know that Barbara Gordon in Titans is an amputee?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's got one leg. So they've gone with a slight twist on it, but I think that's good.
Because they twisted her leg off.
No, James.
To a clean snap.
Nope.
So that's not what you meant by that.
I meant a different thing.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. We also got a look at Blue Beetle. Yep. So this is not the Ted Kord version.
No, this is the Jaime Reyes version.
Again, a HBO Max movie. It just looks like a concept art piece.
Looks pretty
like
good.
The other one did.
It's got all the stuff you need. It's got segments. It's got glowy bits.
Yep.
Tentacles.
It's what's his name from Cobra Kai or whatever. Miguel from Cobra Kai is playing him. Yeah,
great.
So there you go. And then we got, it's not a trailer, Mason, but because they're still filming it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But don't
worry,
they've been working hard on Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Mm.
This looks like it's going to team up Patrick Wilson's Ocean Master with Aquaman's Ocean Man.
Mm.
Will we see Ocean Girl from the Australian hit TV show Ocean Girl? Unlikely.
Will we see some characters from the show H2O Just Add Water?
What was that show?
I don't know. I think it was about... It was either about magic mermaids or like a swim school or something.
An undersea swim school or something. Great.
I think we'll see Flipper, the dolphin.
The Paul Hogan movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll just be watching that.
Yes, they'll be watching that.
They'll be like, Ocean Master, we've got to save the world. Well, we've got like 3 hours before we can get onto that, so let's watch the Paul Hogan movie Flipper.
96 or whatever it came out
twice.
With Elijah Wood.
We've got time to watch it twice.
Black Manta is back.
Manta.
What did I say?
Black Manta is back Manta.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, apparently it's sillier, but it's also more mature.
I did say that,
Also, they mentioned that it's DC's biggest movie of all time. And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, it is too. It's their most successful movie.
It is, isn't it? Wow.
Not adjusted for inflation, because it's probably still Batman 89 or something like
that. Here's a couple of things that I noticed. Here's a more encompassing thing that I've noticed over like these features.
They didn't really show Amber Heard or get her to say anything.
That's true. That is not the
odd choice. They wouldn't do that.
That was the second thing that I was going to say. Yeah, like they did get a. Well, okay. Here's three things. One, that Amber Heard thing. She's clearly in the movie, but we just see like two shots of her.
Yeah.
And she isn't there, being like, "I love this movie," and obviously,
and I love the fans or whatever.
I love the fans. Yeah, exactly. They've clearly been like,
no.
It's interesting. Over fandom, what has been omitted and what is still in there.
Mm.
Also, they seem to—I don't have his name here. I think it might be Peter Safran, but they're road testing new executives to put on the front line of they need a Kevin Feige kind of character who's like, we're very excited to bring you the new thing of the thing or whatever.
I'll do it.
But they can't bring in Walter Hamada. They can't bring in Jeff Johns.
They can't too. You're
because
right.
Because all of these have been like, all these guys have been absolutely poisoned in the public sphere.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't really remember if they were in the last fandom. Was Jeff Johns?
I'm pretty sure they were, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, you know.
They can still roll out some Jim Lee, though. Not that he's got much to do with this.
I think Jim Lee is in one of these clips, I think.
He definitely is. Oh, for Aquaman, you mean? Or just in general?
No, just in something.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, but they've... You know, obviously, there's a lot of allegations and a lot of kind of, you know, bad stuff happened on Justice League sets and all this sort of stuff. And actors and crew were mistreated and these guys are implicated. And obviously, they can't be like, it's me, Jeff Johns, that guy you hate. I'm very excited for this thing. So you'll like it too. So, like, clearly they've gone, okay, who have we got that looks like a reasonable...
Who's someone we can put in a DC hat
and a
T-shirt that says DC and then a suit jacket over that T-shirt?
That's right, exactly, yeah.
Who can we get? Anyway, what were the
names? Kevin Feige? Can we get Kevin Feige?
Yeah, they would if they could.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the Aquaman trailer, but, you know, it's good to see Jason Momoa. He's always super enthused.
Agreed.
If I were Patrick Wilson, I would have done all my to-camera interviews without my shirt on.
Because he's jacked out.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's good.
What Peter Safran, producer. He's the new guy.
Was that tweet about him where it was like, this dude is literally in every movie but refuses to be famous?
And
he's
like,
sprung, you got me.
Yeah.
He's good. I like him a lot. And I like James Wan's movie. Look, I wasn't a huge fan of the first Aquaman, really.
Okay.
I thought it was fine and whatever. But
I think it was a fun thrill ride, but in subsequently I'm like, no real point of it being like, I gotta watch that again.
I didn't rewatch it. But I like James Wan, and I really liked Malignant that just came out.
Yes, sure.
What a fun, silly, silly movie. Mm. It was good. Should we move on? Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I'm just watching this trailer.
Oh, it's not a trailer, Mason. I think you've made a common error there.
No, it is. It's a featurette, isn't it?
I don't even know
you
could call
it. Marti
he's good. I like him. He was Dr. Manhattan.
What's Dr. Manhattan?
And many other things. Mm. He's also New Morpheus or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Patrick Wilson with your shirt on. Wasted opportunity.
I agree. You should text him.
All right, hang on. But then DC will get my location.
Oh, yeah.
In the void.
Yeah.
Filled with gold.
That's true.
Yeah, so I won't do it.
I'll shoot it out of you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about The Flash then.
Okay.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this version of The Flash.
Yeah.
Even though I think they did better stuff with it in the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
But
you're talking Zack Snyder's Justice
League. Zack Snyder's Justice League, thank you. But just put a bunch of Batman in this trailer and you got me. You know? You got me. What did you think, Mason? I did a trailer breakdown, by the way, which Collings is editing at the moment.
Looked like a bit of fun. I think maybe they are going to make him more serious. I mean, it's obviously about the death of his mother, the murder of his mother. So it's not as fun. But I also enjoy, I think what they've done also is they've seen what worked well and what fans responded to in the Flash TV series.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we'll put the suit in the ring.
We'll do the mother and the whatever, even though they already did that.
It's wild that the first Flash movie is going to be Flashpoint.
Well, yeah, but like
a movie about realities and time travel. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Exactly. I talk about that, and like it's his most well-known story, and they're not just doing that. I think they're doing Batman gets beaten up by a speedster, and I talk about it because you see there's a bit with like the bloodied suit,
the discarded suit.
Uh-huh. And remember that bit we saw, that image of like the Batman emblem, and it's got the blood splashed across it. Mm-hmm. So if it's from the comic The Button, which ties into a Watchmen thing, which I don't think they're probably doing, or if they do, maybe if there's call for it, they might end up doing it online. Right. But no, I think they're doing a few things. Like they're not doing Flashpoint strictly because they're not using Thomas Wayne. They're doing the Michael Keaton version of Batman. Right. I think if they couldn't get Michael Keaton, they would have done the Thomas Wayne version. And we've got Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
But so it's interesting though that we got this Michael Keaton voiceover where he's like, you could be any universe you want. What are you doing? So clearly he's
doing this terrible universe.
He seems to be in on this quite early on. Like the Michael Keaton Bruce Wayne is in it.
Yeah.
Like we don't see a snip. Like he's clearly involved in a large, you know, percentage of the plot, which I think is interesting.
Apparently Affleck not in it that much.
Okay.
So yeah.
But we did get that. It's interesting that it really is an iconic or at least a very memorable Batman cowl. Just this immovable rubber.
Oh my God.
Just this.
He hasn't been moving for 40 years, mate, that guy.
Yeah.
30 years.
Oh, but also I do like the new suit design. I know we've seen it in concept before.
The cowl's a little wonky in the one up close shot we get.
Right.
But I like the lines and the
the
lining, the light up lining.
Yeah. Again, I think because they road test a new Flash suit every season on the Flash.
Exactly.
So I think they're like, what are the good parts of this? Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's two Flashes.
One's evil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the floppy head one, I reckon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So there you go.
Supergirl, we got a Supergirl.
And Supergirl, we'll you barely Supergirl see her, there. But she is actually, in this trailer. Very brief, but not a trailer.
No.
And I talk about this in the video, but it's weird. He's like, I'll see you in theatres next year, or more importantly, you'll see me in theatres. And I'm like, it's weird. It's a weird thing to say. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. It's almost like, no, it felt like he was... He's actually cut some like peepholes into a bunch of theaters and he's trying to cover himself. He's like, I'll see you in theaters.
I mean,
that's illegal. You'll see me.
If anyone's watching anybody, it's you watching me.
That's right. I'm not watching you. I'm not a pervert.
You're peeping at me through the cinema.
That's right. I'm okay with it. So the opposite's probably also true, right? I'm not a pervert.
So there you go.
And also, if we're talking teasers, that's...
We're talking teasers, Mason!
The big tease in that teaser...
The big tease!
Is he's going to take the cover off the Batmobile, but then we don't see it.
I cannot believe they didn't show that. What absolute restraint, genuinely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Just to be like, you know this. I don't think everybody does, but...
But also he's like, wow! But then that version of The Flash has also seen a big flying whale plane or whatever.
No, it was the long-haired one that... Did it.
Oh, okay, right.
Not that makes a difference.
Okay.
Look, I've seen every incarnation of the Batman car, but I saw
the
that.
Batman car.
The Batman car. But I've seen that car in person or a model.
I also have, yeah.
It's fucking incredible. Really great.
I have a photo of myself in front of the
Hollywood. Me too.
No, it came to Melbourne briefly.
Oh,
it was in like a Meyer or a David Jones.
I did it
Jones
at Movie World. I'll see if I can find the photo. Mm-hmm. And I got a photo with Batman. I don't think it was the real Batman. I think it was his brother. Because Batman's busy.
Yeah.
And
course,
Batman's
yeah.
brother works at a theme park in Queensland. Right, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I actually recovered from my parents' death quite well, actually. And yeah. I just went into, became a theatre kid, actually.
So. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not exactly where I want to be, obviously, in my career.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm working my way up.
Also, I have $1 billion. I inherited $1 billion, so I can really do whatever I want. I can just...
I could kill you. $1 billion.
I could start a drum circle. I can do either of those two things.
So there you go. Anyway, time travel and stuff.
Cool.
And, yeah, I guess we're doing Flash movies, aren't we? Anyway, it's Andy Muschietti as well who did the It movies, which are pretty good, all in all. Next, we got a confirmation.
Yes.
Just that Wonder Woman 3 is happening.
And I didn't say that.
Yeah, it's a very brief. And Patty Jenkins' last Wonder Woman movie, which is not a surprise. But I think she might be doing Star Wars before.
Oh.
They didn't mention a timeline on it, I think. But actually, when I said I watched it, I didn't. I think I read an announcement of it. So okay. Maybe it wasn't her. Maybe that didn't even happen. Do you want to talk about some quick comic announcements?
Yes.
Trial of the Amazons they're bringing up. It's a big Wonder Woman event with a whole bunch of different Wonder Woman characters.
Sure.
There's apparently a war world saga happening.
Cool. Like
something.
Like
they also, the big takeaway from me was they changed Truth, Justice and the American Way to Truth, Justice and a Better Tomorrow. Which I think is better
because
The Superman is a world character. And from the comments that I've seen, most people seem on board with this because they're like, yeah, Superman's like he's American, but he's also an alien and he tries to look after as much as he can. Also, like he's not real.
That's true.
That's important to remember.
But I also like it because it's going to upset people.
Yeah, that's good too. Mm-hmm. Should we do some animated stuff?
Yes.
You
mean like draw some flip books?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
What do you want to draw? I want to draw a stick figure, sword fighting another stick figure.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Sick.
But then I run out of pages at the end.
Oh, no. I want to draw a man. He's getting cut open. His gold in him.
I don't think you should stop saying that. Someone's going to cut you open for the gold in you, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Even if there's not gold in you, someone's going to come and see. Someone's going to come and see Mason.
That's probably true.
Catwoman Hunted, we saw a bit of that. Mm-hmm. The Injustice.
Oh, yeah, that looked good, actually. Yeah, good fun.
The Injustice movie, which is maybe out now?
I think it is, yeah.
I haven't heard great things. People are like, there's too much packed into it, but I haven't seen it. And I'm probably not going to see it.
Okay.
If I'm honest.
I watched a little bit of Batman.
How Long Halloween?
No, Batman something something, Son of the Dragon, one of those ones where he teams up with Richard Dragon. Yeah, I watched some of that.
And?
It's all right.
Wow. Right. That's the kind of entertainment that I like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We also got some images of my adventures with Superman, which is an early
What have you
days.
Been up to with Superman, James? James. What are you up to?
Oh, Mason.
You guys been hanging out?
No.
Bloody ice cream on Mars? What are you doing?
No, I'd die. I'd go to Mars and he'd be like, here's an ice cream. And I'm like, you fucking killed me. You dragged me to Mars, you dipshit. Anyway, it's early day Superman where he's still establishing his secret identity and what he's going to do. And it's Jack Quaid. Voices Superman.
Oh, that's
so we just saw some still images from that. We saw some Harley Quinn.
So he's just establishing his secret identity. So there's a lot of scenes where people are like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Clark Kent. Oh, no. I've got a heat vision.
Hang on, I'm just working something out.
I got a heat vision, you man. Sorry.
Harley Quinn.
He shouldn't have asked. He shouldn't have asked these stupid questions.
I agree. Harley Quinn, as meant, sorry.
Yep.
And we got some more information, though. We didn't get a look at Batman Caped Crusader, which is essentially like a retelling sort of reboot of Batman the Animated Series with like Bruce Timm and Paul Dini.
Oh.
But it is a more serious kind of tone. And the idea is that there were certain limitations of what we could do in terms of adult content, in terms of violence and adult themes. So J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves is involved.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like they can do things that they couldn't do in the 90s series.
Yeah, right.
But it does do a lot of like the 40s.
Full Frontal.
Yeah, Full Frontal for one. The 90s Australian comedy show. Just clips of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Poyter,
Eric Banner,
Milo Kerrigan.
Yep,
other characters,
the third memorable character from that show.
So it does the 1940s Art Deco stuff as well. But Matt Reeves says there's no Justice League; it doesn't exist. There aren't any other superheroes. It's Batman. You're watching this lone figure swimming through the cesspool of Gotham. It's Batman alone. Apparently, he's going to like develop his gadgets and weaponry and tech as it goes.
Okay.
I don't know about the cast or anything like that. I don't think they announced anything, but I'd imagine they're probably going to go new. I think.
Not Kevin Conroy again.
I think
Batman.
If they're doing like a new version of that.
I mean, they've got enough of a talent pool now. I think enough people have had a crack at it. They might want to choose somebody new.
I mean, and if they did get them, that's good too.
Yeah, like, I think so, yeah. It feels like very stripped back to basics in the sense that, like, the original run of Batman the Animated Series, there wasn't, you know, a Superman and a Justice League. They hadn't tied it into that whole Dini-verse yet. It was just, as far as we knew, just him and the villains and Robin and an Alfred and et cetera. So.
Cool. I think this is great. I think that it's fun that they can do things like a Harley Quinn or whatever and then do, like, we'll do a more serious kind of serialized animated show. And it's interesting that Matt Reeves is involved because the original Batman series is really, no, not really, it spun off a lot of the Burton films and that informed that show, like at least initially, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this, having Matt Reeves there, I wonder if it's the same where that's going to borrow elements from that movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't think that they're tied, but you know what I mean? It's like the same kind of vibe.
Would you watch an animated series set around the Schumacher universe?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
TV, we just got, stop me on any of these if you want to.
Okay.
We got a BTS on Superman and Lois season 2, Pennyworth, a Batwoman teaser, Stargirl, more Sandman. We saw Gwendolyn Christie as Death, I want to say.
No.
Not Dream.
No, Destiny? Can't remember. Lucifer.
Lucifer, she's Lucifer, yes. Okay, yeah. Doom Patrol, Young Justice, Titans season 4. Legends of Tomorrow. One I saw from Ava DuVernay, it's a show called Naomi, and it's about a character called Naomi journeying to the heights of the multiverse in search of answers for something.
And this is a DC thing.
Yeah, there's a very like brief teaser. I'm like, and then you see...
And she's just a normal woman?
Yeah, and you see Superman like a student or something. See Superman fly over, and I'm like, what is this? It's looked interesting.
Okay. How much of a teaser did we see?
Very brief, and you don't see a lot.
Do you see Naomi?
Yes, you see Naomi, and she like passes out, and then you see Superman like
fly over.
What
is this happening?
The next year, I guess. I don't know that much about it.
That's interesting. Like, that's, you know, again, occasionally we see something like that. I think we saw, you know, Marvel had Marvels, if you remember that Alex Ross illustrated series, which is about a regular guy kind of just bumbling through life. No, he was just
What was his job?
He was a reporter, I think.
I'm a reporter. Or she even runs out and she's like, I got to take a picture of Superman or whatever. So maybe it's a similar thing.
I'm going to put it on Instagram.
I'm going to put it on my Instagram because it's the modern day or whatever. You know, kids are in TV shows and real life. They really capture the essence of them. We also got a full trailer, and you can call it a trailer, Mason, for Peacemaker.
Yes.
January 23rd.
Ooh.
So we see his father, played by Robert Patrick. Patrick.
Yeah, the T-1000.
That's right.
And a series where he's a Marine or something.
And a series, and some of the X-Files stuff.
Yeah. And a man whose brother is the guy in Filter, the band Filter.
Is that true?
Yeah, Richard Patrick.
The main guy?
Yeah, he was also in Nine Inch Nails.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I love learning things and then forgetting things.
I wonder. I would love
What's
to have
his name? Richard Filter?
Yeah, Richard Filter.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a conversation with those guys just because it's like, how do two brothers both become famous in different fields in the entertainment industry? Yes. Like, was it a competitive thing?
He's 9 years younger than his brother.
Yes, that's right.
Well, there you go. Fuck, man. Mm. I love learning shit.
It's good to learn, isn't it? Fun little tidbits.
They've got that song about taking a picture or something.
Right? Like Naomi.
Like the TV show Naomi.
Maybe that song will be in the thing.
It'd have to be. Yeah. It'd have to be. I mean, why else would you make
that
the
song's
show?
About being drunk on an airplane.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, because then people are like, I'm going to get a photo of you being drunk on an airplane.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think you think that's great at all.
No, I think it's very great.
Wow.
You misread my tone, if anything. Anyways, he's also hugging...
Because even if your parents were both famous or like influential, you couldn't...
Like your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
The King and Queen of England.
That's exactly right. So how could you, like, maybe if they were both actors or movie producers, they could get one of you famous.
Yeah, yeah.
But how could they get you both famous? But I don't think that's the
you
case.
Can't.
I think they've both just been like...
Independently talented.
Yeah. First time that's ever happened.
Yes. Did you see Vigilante?
I did see Vigilante.
Did you see him hugging an eagle?
I did see him hugging an eagle.
It's fun. Looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. And look, it's probably not the spin-off that I would have picked, but I'm absolutely going to watch this. It looks cool.
What else do we get in that? We got some like indication that like at least some of the Task Force X people
can do
a fight.
Yep.
Didn't
see any Amanda Waller.
No, we didn't. That's true.
I wonder if she's not in it.
She'll
probably show up.
Yeah.
I'd imagine so. Yeah. And we didn't see any more, like, there's no, like, King Shark kind of looking stuff. You know what I mean?
No, that's true. It's very...
I think they did say it was going to be kind of more grounded but maybe more wacky as well at the same time. But, yeah. I don't know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It is.
Great. Let's talk about...
We got a little music from a Norwegian band called Wigwam.
Oh.
They sound like an 80s band, but they're not an 80s band.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you capture a sound like that?
Guitars.
Yeah. Suspected as much, but I didn't want to...
Guitars and mullets.
I didn't want to put myself out there and say it.
Yeah. Because what if you were wrong? Exactly. You'd get roasted in the comments.
People would be very mad at me. We also got looks at both Shazam and Black Adam.
Mm.
Black Adam's coming first, but let's quickly talk about Shazam.
Okay.
So all the family have their powers.
Yep.
The gods turn up. It's Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren.
Love it.
It's going to lean into more the mythical creatures like your Cyclopses and your Gorgons and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
which... I love that they're leaning into the god mythology of that character, you know?
I mean, it does look like a lot more kind of big, grey, spiky monster things.
I'm fine with it. Yeah. I think, you know, that first movie, it's not low budget, but it's lower end of... And you know what? I like that they, you know, David F. Sandberg, who made it, they, you know, it didn't do super well. It did, like, okay, but they went, yeah, there's something here, and we're going to go for it again. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I haven't seen it since, but I enjoyed Shazam.
Yeah. And I like all the supporting...
Yes.
Like supporting Marvel family.
Yeah.
Like seeing Adam Brody and things.
He's good. Mm-hmm. Kid Detective. Oh, what a flick. What a flick, mate. What a flick. Check it out. And it's coming 2023, which...
It's a long time ago.
Shut up with that.
Away.
Yeah.
I'm not from the future.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's too long.
Coming.
Mm. I'll be 40. Fuck. Oh. Anyway, Black Adam.
I'll be in my mid-late 20s.
What's that going to be like?
Yuck. I like it.
Black Adam.
My abs might become slightly less defined.
Are you even ready for that?
No. I'm going to do crunches right now. I'm going to do crunches for the rest of the podcast. Just lean on the floor and I'll hold my microphone. I'll hold my microphone up in one hand and I'll do crunches.
You know, I've got to the point where, like, I don't really drink. I eat reasonably well. It's like if I wanted to improve my diet anymore, I just have to, like, not eat any bread or potato. Yeah. So it's like, Is that where I'm at?
You eat potato sandwiches every day. How are you going to...
And the bread's made of potato.
Right?
It's just three slices of potato.
Yeah. And then vodka. Then it's just... You soak it in vodka overnight and you eat your potato sandwiches.
It's breakfast of champions.
Yeah.
And then lunch of champions because I throw it up and I eat it again. Anyway.
But yeah, it does reach a certain point, doesn't it? It's like...
Or I could exercise more, but I don't want to do that either.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, we're talking about Shazam.
Yeah, it looks good.
Anyway, good on Zachary Levi for avoiding the potato sandwiches soaked in vodka that we all fall prey to every single day.
Black Adam. Mm. Now, The Rock warned us when he was stuck in that void.
Yes.
He said the hierarchy of power in the DC universe is about to change.
Uh-oh.
Which makes me think he turned up and went, I'm the biggest man and the strongest man. And they went, all right.
Sure. What, just at DC's offices?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he just wandered onto like a Warner Brothers lot just while they were filming something else. He just walked in front of all the cameras, walked in front of Zachary Levi and all that, and he's like, I'm the biggest man, the strongest man. I dare you to push me.
We're not going to push you, The Rock.
Yeah. Interesting. I think this is kind of falling to Venom syndrome in the sense that a syndrome I've just made up. You know Venom.
Yeah.
In that they've just gone... People have sort of forgotten the premise of these characters, where they're like, okay. they're invented as a foil to
each other.
Yeah, this good guy. So
he is mentioned in the first.
That's
one.
True. He is. Yeah.
So I think we're going to get this. Then we're going to get Black Adam. Then we're going to get Shazam, and they're going to tease them together in a post credits, and then we'll get their movie.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm. So, but do you think he's going to be a villain for any extended length of
yes.
time?
Yes. Well, he zaps that dude at the start, but that dude's true. Probably a bad guy also.
Probably almost certainly a bad guy.
Because they're going to do a lot of because he's a slave and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like also he's still big when he's not Black Adam. Because
mm-hmm. What are they going to do, give him a normal physique?
Yes.
Shrink him down?
Because
you get the guy that was Captain America.
Yeah, get
Chris
that
Evans
kid.
Stunt double.
Yeah.
But when he was little.
The Rock's big shiny head on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like that ancient costume that he's initially in because there were some leaks of the newer one. I don't know if you saw, but... Grabbing that dude and just frying him till he's like a skeleton.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, look, the hierarchy of power is about to change in the DC universe. And we can't be more excited for that.
I'm so excited.
All I'm saying is it's fine when The Rock does it, but when, you know, it's hinted that the Brie Larson does it, people aren't, you know, keen. But you could say also The Rock is bigger, but you could also say everything in this is fictional.
That's true. Yeah. They've got magic. They're magic people.
Oh, mate. And this is, I think, what's the biggest reveal. And I cannot wait to get your opinion. Did you see the hat?
Whose hat?
There is a Cam Newton.
Who's that?
Who announced today that his hat company, Mashika,
nope.
Hat companies,
nope.
have partnered with DC to create...
James, I'm familiar with hat companies.
That's what I thought.
A Cobra.
Yep. Baseball hats.
Kangol.
Kangol, that's a good Kangol. One. Anyway, he's partnered with DC to create an official Superman hat,
okay.
starting at the price of $750. Here it is.
Wow. 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 Look, if I...
Please, describe it.
Okay. It's, I don't know if it's a fedora.
No, it is.
But is it? Okay, so it's certainly, it's like a flat-brimmed fedora kind of thing.
Yep.
With a big crown. It's like a royal blue. It's like a Superman blue.
Yes.
With a red hat band on it, and then maybe like a tabbed thing at the back. Some sort of
yeah.
But then it's got a Superman logo just on the front of it.
Yes.
Like on the crown.
Can I show you as yeah. well? If you scooch across, that's the inside.
Oh, it's got a satin lining,
a satin Superman.
It's like it's got like a brown sweatband in it, but then it's got like a blue satin lining with a red Superman logo in it, like quite a modern logo, like a Man of Steel style logo. Yeah.
And it's $750, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $750.
And you can also get it in a black.
Whoa, black suit Superman. That looks like, I mean,
it's just a black hat.
It's just a black hat.
I mean, it's got a Clark Kent press pass on it.
I'm assuming you can take that out, but I hope to God it's sewed in. And if you unpick it, the whole hat collapses. It's like a dead man switch. Yeah,
and you've wasted $750. Yeah. I mean, you already had. But
Yeah.
The goal to be like, this is $750.
If you got the blue one and you unpick the logo, you could effectively cosplay as like a Dick Tracy villain, I think.
I guess you could.
It's got that vibe and that.
But you couldn't unpick it because the hat would fall apart.
It's the safety feature in it. Yeah. Is it like a felt? Is like a fur? You
know, I guess it is. Yeah. That's that's all the description I have of it.
Okay. Right.
But it is $750. Apparently, they're handcrafted as well. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. A hand blocked hat.
If I bought a hat
for
$750, it would look better than that, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like something I would want to wear and not put in a glass case that people come around and go, what's that? And I have to explain an embarrassing story where I bought a $750
hat. Yeah, you're like, this is a Superman hat. And people go, I don't know much about Superman, but I don't think he wears a hat. And you'd be like, Clark Kent's a reporter. And it's like...
Yeah, but he doesn't wear a hat with Superman logo on it, does he?
Yeah, why that would reveal... It's a weird novelty hat for a man. And I mean, modern... Does Clark Kent wear a hat currently? No, he doesn't. And if he did, it might be a baseball cap or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Then somebody just like punches the top of the hat. You know what I mean? Like squashes the hat down.
Oh, like a big bully or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mad.
Okay.
How much?
$700 is what I'd pay
for. Oh, no, I was going to say, for me to get that hat.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I get it though?
No.
Should I get it?
Yeah.
As a joke, as a prank.
Yeah, it's a fun prank. Yeah. Yeah. And leave the price tag on, I think.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about the hat.
Oh, yep.
The $750 hat.
No, look, just before, I'm currently on, hang on.
You're on hats, you're on dumbhats.com.
Dumbhats.com. I'm on therake.com, which is like a website for very expensive menswear, like the top brands in the world. This is from a company called Hat of Cane.
Yeah.
It's an Escoban neutral Tokia palm straw hat at $725.
So less.
So it's less than the novelty Superman hat.
And what's that hat look like?
It's like just a regular hat, I guess. Like it's like some sort of boulevardier. Like
that's
you're
a shit house hat,
I don't think it's a good hat, honestly. Like I don't know, man. Like I was hoping to find like a really good hat.
Yeah, for much less.
For much less. And then we could go, isn't this a bit of fun? But honestly.
I think it's hard, like with a hat, like anything that's not like a baseball cap, you need a proper like fitting and a, do you know what I mean?
Well, this is not a bad hat. This is from Willema Hats. That's a nice hat. That's a lot of money though.
But like, how much is that one?
That's $1,100.
That's too much for anything.
Yeah. But what's it made of?
I could buy a terrible car with that.
Yeah. 100% beaver fur.
Great. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's your hat. That's your handmade hat. That's what they make them out of.
Beavers?
Yeah.
The tail or like they use the whole beaver?
That's fur.
Is there teeth in there?
Yeah, there's teeth in there. Gives you a little tickle on your head. Helps you know you're alive.
I know I'm alive. I don't need a beaver tickle in my head, Mason.
I've just remembered there's a company called Borsellino and they make nice hats.
Okay.
And I'm going to see how much their hats cost.
All right.
Grosgrain trimmed straw Panama hat, $375.
It's all right.
It's not bad. Straw hat.
I mean, it's better than
That hat. That other hat. Look at this. Look at this nice man wearing his little hat.
He looks stupid.
Yeah, you sort of. You can't just become a hat guy. That's the thing. You have to. What you have to do is you have to be wearing a hat, doing something. Like if you work on a farm and you wear a hat out of necessity, then you become a guy who wears a hat and it works on you. But if you're just like, I'm going to be a hat guy, I'm going to put a hat on.
Yeah.
You look like a hat guy.
And the only way you can be a hat guy is if you've always been a hat guy. Yeah. You can't meet somebody and then the next time you wear a hat, you have to have been wearing that hat the first time you meet
somebody. And that's, you've got to be confident.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be like, I'm meeting some new people today. Should I become a hat guy?
And also, you can't take the hat off then.
Ever.
You've got to always wear the hat when you see someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, with hats, everybody knows this. You've got to wet them and soak them and put them on wet so it shapes to your head. You've got to sit in the bath, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
With your head in the water.
Head in the water. That's right. Head upside down in the water for hours.
We've learned
a lot about hats today, haven't
we? That's right. But anyway, we should talk about the Batman.
So what I'm saying is they've clearly gone, let's make a traditional hat, a high quality hat.
Yep.
Price comparable to like a hat you might buy in a high-end men's store.
Yeah.
But it's in stupid colours and you'd look stupid if you put it on your head.
People would make fun of you.
People would make fun of you for your stupid hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't.
I agree.
Don't buy one.
Unless you're
rich.
Yeah. But even then, what are you doing?
Yeah, buy a regular hat.
Yeah.
Or don't buy a hat.
Yeah. Anyway, the Batman.
Oh.
Good trailer, right? Yeah, strong finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aromatic finish.
What about this trailer made you go, oh, good trailer?
What I liked. You know what? I'm generally not a fan of, but I enjoyed it in this. I generally don't like
villain getting captured.
No.
On purpose?
No, that's quite that, but that's at the start, so that's important. Okay. Latte art. I love latte art. That's always good.
Yeah.
But what I don't generally enjoy about Batman, like cinematic versions of Batman, is, and they did a lot with Batfleck, is where he's just invulnerable all the time.
Yeah.
That being said, the bit where he's walking down that hallway and people are machine gunning him.
Yeah.
And all the bullets are just bouncing off and he's just dropping people and they're still firing. That's cool.
I agree.
That's a super cool shot.
A lot of very cool visual elements to this.
Latte art.
The latte art for one. Mm. So
it's more a flat white, I think. I'm amazed that question mark stayed in there for as long as it did.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, probably spatting it.
Probably spatting it. And that's a riddle in itself. So the Riddler in this, I talk about this more in the trailer, but I think he's hinting towards a larger thing. I don't think he's like the main, like, well, he's probably one of the main threats, but there is a bigger, secret thing going on, whether it be a Court of Owls or whatever.
Who is that? Have we seen? Who is
Paul
that?
Paul Dano.
Oh, it is Paul Dano. Okay,
we see him, yeah.
Okay, terrific.
A little bit. And we see him with his taped up head.
Mask that he wears. Now, at one point, Batman punches the glass at the prison. And he says something. What is it?
Oh, I got it in my notes. Okay, because I had to go back and then closed captions.
He's like, who do you prefer? Punch.
I think he said that. Here we go.
I'm a mean dog. You're scared of me. That's what he said.
What have you done?
Okay, right, okay.
That's it. Feels very Heath Ledger Joker encounter.
Didn't it? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A man getting captured on purpose.
A lot of play with Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
As Selina Kyle. A lot of wig work. A delightful wig work.
Great choice for Catwoman. Mm-hmm. We see them teaming up.
Yeah.
We see them bonding.
Or at least on a rooftop together. We see them jumping on a rooftop together.
But there's also the bit in the cemetery where they're both on bikes or whatever.
Yeah.
So Batman's working for the cops or working with the cops for some of this, but then other points you see like cops chasing him or whatever. That Batmobile sequence with the Penguin and whatever, fucking Colin Farrell.
Yeah,
would you know?
No, I don't think I would. If you made me guess, no.
Yeah.
If I didn't know in advance, no. I mean, he's too tall, but...
Whatever. And the voice is like really good.
Wah! Just a shade of wah.
And then Batman goes...
Yeah. Anyway, this has been two babies do sound effects at each other.
What about the bit where...
Yeah, I prefer a penguin that's more squat.
Sure.
But I guess that's where it's trending now, is to be big.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's better than, you know, and I'm sure he's a good actor and people like him. It's better than the guy in Gotham who's just a tall, thin man with a slightly penguinish nose.
He's not that tall. I don't know why you think he's tall.
He's 7 feet tall.
He could be stouter. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, he could be stouter, yeah.
But
I thought he was going to get stouter.
I don't think he's that tall.
Okay, right.
Maybe he does get stouter.
Okay.
Maybe he's a little teapot.
Maybe he's a little teapot.
I don't know if you saw this, though. He's got a bat. He's got a baseball bat.
Yeah. Oh, I saw. It came true.
Robat Batten Bat.
With a bat.
We willed it.
Yeah, we willed
into
it.
Into life.
That's right.
It is a coincidence.
Yep.
But we did this.
I think so. It's a coincidence, but it's a coincidence we made happen with The Secret.
That's right.
We thought about it really hard and we put the energy out to the listeners. The listeners put their energy out.
We went mind
except
to mind.
Except for you, Doug. We know you didn't do it.
What, you think we don't know you, Doug?
We know, Doug. You
we
didn't
can see
do it.
Everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what you get when you get a podcast. You can see everyone's mind.
That's what happens when you use Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to this show.
I don't have any, but I ate all that gold and you get the same powers.
Well, that Raycon's obviously the cheaper alternative in that case, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great value. Good deal. He's by Ray J, or he made them or something.
They stopped putting that in the ad.
Because nobody knows who Ray J is.
Yeah, they're like, say Ray J. And I never asked, but I wanted to be like, you know no one gives a shit about that, right? Like, you know that's not a selling point to say Ray J. It's more of a selling point to not say Ray J.
Mm.
Anyway, they took it out.
Yep.
What else
happens in the trailer? Jeffrey Wright's in it. That's
Jeffrey
nice.
Jeffrey Wright's in it.
It's good.
Batman's upside down, walking towards the penguin
at
the end.
Yeah, no, that's looking good, yeah.
It's a shot and a half, mate. Mm. It's a shot in the dark and a shot and a half.
That's right.
What do you think's the deal with the Joker lads?
Oh, great.
I had a theory from the trailer, even though I just asked you.
Yeah.
Maybe he did Joker stuff year one, and they're what's left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, you know, they're the remnants of, and he has to beat them up a lot.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Yeah, that could definitely be it. That's, I mean, maybe they're sort of springboarding off. They're not saying, okay, this is the same universe as, say, the Nolan Batman universe. But yeah. Maybe they're like, well, he had a similar initial arc.
Yeah, you get it.
And so maybe he encountered the Joker, and then we cast him later.
Yeah.
But then, and these are some Joker boys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in the Arkham games when, like, I think it was maybe Arkham City, but what would happen is you'd beat up some Joker boys.
Yeah.
Or you'd beat up some, like, Two-Face boys. And then later they would be in like Joker.
Yeah,
they'd recolor their costumes like Joker costumes because the Joker
is like, I'll take it.
I'll take these guys, right? So yeah. Maybe that's a kind of.
I think a bunch of them split up, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Something I can't remember. Alfred Pennyworth.
Yep.
Andy Serkis. Love it.
Yeah. Great. Is he scarred up for some reason?
He might be. Yeah. He might. Well, Alfred's a vet in a lot of versions.
Yeah.
Not like a
probably got scratched by a cat.
Scratched by a big cat. Not even a big cat. A regular cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. There you go. Oh, that's cool. Anything else in that trailer?
No, I think that's everybody.
I will say this.
Yes.
There's more stuff in that trailer breakdown, but it's coming March of next year.
Oh, yeah.
Which is soon. So it's supposed to have been out by now.
Yeah.
Because the last trailer we got was this time last year.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The Batmobile in this looks very similar to the Batmobile we saw in Kill the Justice League, I think.
Okay, sure.
It looks more like a kind of like a muscle car.
Doesn't that one have like a big bat symbol on
it? Does have a big bat symbol.
Like the light?
Yes, and it's got some ATV lamps on the top and stuff like that. But I think they sort of they're both less kind of Batman 89. They're less Tumblr. They're more like just a regular car that's been souped
got
up.
Some stuff.
Just thought that was interesting.
I agree. I thought that was interesting too. Anyways, I want to talk about some stuff that we didn't see from DC fandom.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think there were any
bit of bloody accountability.
Look at this guy just going fucking ham. No big announcements. No news.
Zack Snyder, certainly.
That was another thing I was going to say. There was no Zack Snyder news. I saw just before we started recording this that there was something like 300,000 plus Restore the Snyderverse tweets.
It was all like, under the one tweet, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Off the back of that, nothing about the Green Lantern show.
Okay.
Because remember they're doing a live action show, which is mostly cast at this point. It's interesting they just didn't go, we're working on it. We're working on it. We don't have a trailer, but we're working on it.
Mm. Come on. It is a trailer.
We're working on it. Oh, look, to be
It'd be funny if it was like a magic lantern show. like we ran out of money, so we just put up a curtain and here's a lantern.
We're just going to do... Puppets.
Little puppets.
Little hand puppets. But it's interesting if they didn't mention it. Does that mean it's not happening? I don't know. But anyway, also no Joker 2 announcement.
Mm. Two?
Mm, which was... No, something...
Because we know that's in the works, right?
Well, or at the very least, they are discussing it.
I reckon they probably went, look, we have enough unfinished properties that we're advertising. Oh, yeah. Like, maybe they were like, there's a bare minimum of what we are willing to say. Like, they're probably like, okay, we've got some snippets of The Flash, we've got some snippets of some other things. We can't just then go, yeah, we're working on Green Lantern. We don't even have concept art or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But that's DC Fandom 2022. I don't think it was as strong a showing as last year. Mm. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that we'd already seen from last year. But also, I guess it's to be fair, there has been a pandemic and a lot of stuff hasn't been able to film and whatever. Mm. So we're going to cut them a little bit of slack. Mm. But all in all, I think this DC fandom is still a very good idea.
That's right.
And I'm sure glad we didn't do that live stream, because it would have started at 3 a.m. and ended at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And I would have shot myself on a live stream. Everybody would have seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
My hat would have come in the mail, my $750 hat, and right. US, and I would have said to myself, what am I doing? And I'd put the hat on, and then I'd shoot myself through it.
Whoa.
On camera.
That would raise the value significantly. I could put that on
DC
eBay. Oh, my God. The hat Mr. Sunday Movie shot himself in. Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. I mean, that'd be great for numbers.
Definitely. Mm. Kidding me?
Also, that would 3 a.m. before curfew.
Oh, we couldn't have done it,
yeah,
could we?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could have done it remotely.
Oh, we could have. You could have stayed over, because we're actually we're each other's buddy, or whatever. That's how we've been able to do this.
I like to think we've always been each other's buddy.
No, this is
transactional. Okay, cool, great, good to know.
All right, it's the time for the next segment
of the
show.
I think so.
Do you know what it is?
What we reading?
Yep.
What we gonna read?
That's exactly what it is. Here
burp,
we go.
Burp, burp, burp.
That's what. That's the theme.
Burp, burp.
Burp, 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 burp. I'm doing the theme. Burp, 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 burp.
Westworld.
My goodness, it's time for what we're reading. Mason, what are you reading?
You better believe it. What I watched this week, I watched an entire season of a show called Dollface. Have you seen that?
I don't know Dollface. It's
on Hulu in the US and it's on Disney Plus here, but it's got Kat Dennings.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Darcy from the Thor movies and other things.
Yep.
And it's sort of a comedy where... she's been sort of unceremoniously dumped by her boyfriend, and then she has to reconnect with all her friends. It's that kind of show. It's fun. It's fun, but it's interesting. Like, I think it's a good cast, and I think the jokes are good.
Yeah.
But also, there's some surreal bits into it.
In
it. Like, she has, like, a person that arrives and gives her words of wisdom.
But I like this cast.
But it's a woman with, a cat face. And
what?
Like sometimes she'll just be like thinking about a thing, and then it's like it becomes a game show of like, what's she gonna do? Is she gonna go to the thing, or is she gonna stay home, or whatever? And it's like,
why are you doing this?
It's weirdly inconsistent. Like, I like it. They just finished. I think the reason I watched it because I just saw they'd finished filming season two.
Okay,
and I'm like, well, I like the cast as you mentioned, so I should probably watch season one. And I'm like, this is good and fun, but like. They don't. It's never consistent. It's not like they do a surreal thing in the opening and then the rest is normal, or there's a surreal thing in the middle, or it's surreal all the way through.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes there's a weird bit and sometimes there's not a weird bit. Like sometimes there's a. Sometimes it's just a straight ahead kind of relationship sitcom.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets weird, and it's.
That reminds me a bit of. Have you seen Mr. Corman? The Joseph Gordon-Levitt one is a bit like that.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah. There's a bit of like, and now it's a. He thinks a meteor is going to hit him or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it's. I guess it's a bit, remember like Atlanta?
Atlantis.
No, Atlanta.
Atlantis, the Disney movie.
James, no.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Lost City of Atlanta.
No, James, no. The Donald Glover show, James.
I never finished the last season. I got to do that because I'm a big fan.
But I mean, you know how some bits, sometimes there was just like, somebody had an invisible car.
Yes, and I
then
remember some, that.
Like, it's just a normal sitcom about, like, a rapper trying to make it in Atlanta. But then sometimes somebody mentions that somebody's got an invisible car, and then somebody gets hit by an invisible car. And it's, like, that seems to fit better in that show. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But this, like, again, I think it was definitely worth watching because the cast are very good and good jokes.
Sure.
Macaulay Culkin's in an
episode. Oh, is he? Okay.
Because Brenda Song is his... partner.
Okay, and in real life.
Yes, and she's a main cast member in that. But yeah, it felt like either they had a regular sitcom and they went, we should make this a little bit weird.
Like Atlanta.
Or it started out really weird and they went, it's too weird, we should take some of this out.
To make it more like Atlanta.
Make it more
either
like
way,
Atlanta.
They were trying to pare it down to make it like the TV show Atlanta.
Exactly. Who wouldn't want a TV show like Atlanta?
Well, I've read a new comic, which is a Comixology exclusive. It's called We Have Demons.
Okay.
And it reunites Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
Oh, it's doing about, some Batman stuff.
Exactly. It's about like demon hunting. If you ever read Scott Snyder's Witches,
no.
And basically what he did with that, he took like the mythology of witches and kind of made a new kind of thing out of it. And that's like this, but it's demons. Mm. And there's demons everywhere and you got to hunt demons and stuff. And there's been one issue and I liked it. I really liked it. Art's good. Writing's good. It's good.
Sounds like they're... digging through some ditches and burning some witches.
I mean, it's about demons. That's about Dracula. It's about demons.
Okay.
But yeah,
Is Rob Zombie's Dragula involved in any way?
I don't know who that is.
It's a dragster, but it's
I don't know Radiohead Mason.
No, I know. That's the mistake I made.
Rob Zombie's
mistake I made there.
Anything else, or should we do some?
Well,
letters?
I'm gonna.
Are you gonna watch You? I see you've got You open.
No,
on
I don't.
Netflix
I'm not. I'm not gonna watch You.
I've seen seasons one and two of You.
They're just renewed it for season four, I think.
Renewed it.
Yes, renewed it. Mm. I am gonna watch. Since we mentioned it in previous. I think maybe last week. I'm going to get back onto the Jason Momoa series Frontier.
Oh, you know,
the oily boys, in the fur industry or the oil industry.
Big oily boys.
Big oily boys. And I also, I've got downloading at home, finally, Disco Elysium, the point-and-click adventure role-playing game thing, the weird one.
Isn't it good?
I don't know yet.
Wow.
I hear it's good.
People like it, don't they?
People like it, so I'll give you a full report next week, James.
Full report. You'll be playing the Guardians of the Galaxy game. That will be your report of the week.
Okay,
Mason,
all right.
In this transactional relationship.
Okay, all right. I'll buy a game that I was probably going to get to in like 3 or 4 months.
We don't have to do it because we can mostly talk about Dune anyway.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about Dune. No, I'm excited to get to that Guardians game.
Yeah.
It's real good.
We'll get a bit of it.
Yeah. Done.
Anyway, what are you up to in terms of letters this week?
Oh, let's do letters.
You got a theme song?
Yeah, I've got a theme song ready. Here it goes.
Let's do it.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
And now they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Boom, boom.
Nice.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter or send over a Gmail. And it has to be a Gmail. If we get a goddamn email from a Microsoft Outlook account, I'm going to spit chips.
You're going to spit those chips, James.
Wow.
If we get anything from Jeeves,
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
Spit chips.
You're going to spit chips, James.
Email us to weeklyplatypod@gmail.com.
Before we do anything, I'm just doing a quick look
for
defunct search engines that nobody uses anymore.
Dogpile.
Yeah, Dogpile. We do Dogpile.
Yep. Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo.
It's not.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, Alta Vista.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ask Jeeves, Dogpile, all the web.
Mm hmm.
Metacrawler, remember Metacrawler?
Don't know what that is.
Cartoo? Never heard of it. Oh, here's one you'd like. Wise Nut. World Wide Web Wanderer. Shame that didn't take off.
Oh.
Tafiti? And then, of course, Bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Amazing Spider-Man videos coming up this week. We did the first one.
Speaking of Bing.
Yeah, last week. We're doing the second one this week. I just wanted to mention this is something I've read. I've got onto a comedian called Chris Fleming, who you might have seen before.
Oh, sort of. Curly,
he's got the curly hair,
curly,
whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got on him because he did an Instagram, a Twitter video about Machine Gun Kelly, and he had the perfect. I won't steal it. Just check out his Twitter because I'm gonna butcher it. But he's the perfect example of like what that guy is. And he goes, he's like a celebrity in a movie, like not a real, like he doesn't have that it factor. But they're like, this is the coolest guy you'll ever see. And you look at him and you go, nah, this isn't it.
Like Russell Brand's character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Exactly, that kind of vibe where you're like, that's not a popular person. What do you mean?
Why are you trying to make him a popular person? Exactly, yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Whatever. What do you got?
Here's one from Chris. Mm. It says, urgent, a response to Graham from Ohio.
Okay.
Dear James and Meso, last week you read an email from Graham from Ohio wherein he described an incident. He saw someone wearing a Weekly Planet t-shirt and said, nice shirt, and the guy in the shirt said, thanks. I was that guy in the shirt.
Oh my God.
I'm sure that you and your listeners understand this is a nuanced, multifaceted issue. Now that Graham from Ohio has chosen to go public, I believe that the time has come for me to share my side of the story.
Okay.
Sometime a couple of weeks ago, I was out wearing a Weekly Planet shirt. While out, I encountered someone I did not know, but who I have since learned was Graham from Ohio. We were both walking our dogs, which is a major detail I cannot help but notice that Graham from Ohio omitted from his testimony.
Could be a different guy.
But which I'm sure your listeners will agree is totally irrelevant. Graham from Ohio said to me, nice shirt, and I said, thanks. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to set the record straight. Hopefully I've cleared up any misconceptions. Sincerely, Chris from Ohio.
Very good.
P.S. I would like to return the shout-out Graham in Ohio sent me last week. He is poggers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did we establish what that meant?
Apparently it is a pog-related thing. We established it wasn't very firmly. That
you
it was
established.
Not.
I didn't establish anything.
That's true. But it turned out I didn't establish anything either because it turns out it is pog-related. Did it some sort of pog competition? A pog championship?
A pogetician?
A pogetician, exactly. Thank you.
I just want to quickly say also.
I don't trust those pogeticians, let me tell you.
Nah, they don't have our best interests at heart.
That's true.
Some people were out in the real world as well. I saw going to various cons this week wearing the Weekly Planet shirts.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if you saw. Oh, I just went past that. Robin Williams video. Remember that?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I saw a still image and I went, that does kind of look like Robin
Williams. Chris Colden, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. He wore it after the New York Comic Con.
He wore the communal shirt. He's looking We've only sold one swish. Shirt, did you know that?
Oh, really?
We only sold one Weekly Planet shirt, but people swap them around.
When do I get to wear it?
You never. Oh. Last.
Last, fair enough. On the Robin Williams thing, let's quickly talk about that.
Okay.
It's an excellent impression. And look, I don't think it was meant this way to like for everybody to bombard Robin Williams' daughter with an impression of her dad.
Oh,
but that's certainly
happen?
What
okay.
it became. And she had to come out and be like, stop sending me this.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Mm.
And it is, if you watch it, it's just it's an excellent impression, but it's odd. it's just a bit, somewhat a bit unnerving about it. Anyway, Andre wrote in and says, do you think after the Peacekeeper series he'll...
That's my bloody problem, I don't think.
There he is!
Mm-hmm.
He returned to the Suicide Squad. It looks like he'll redeem himself and change his ways during the series. What do you think?
Yes.
Are we going to get another Suicide Squad movie, though?
I think so.
Because it didn't do super well, but also HBO Max, etc.
Yeah, exactly. And also, presumably, by the time the next one comes out,
yeah,
won't be in a pandemic, probably.
That's hopefully.
Yeah, I think there'll be another one.
Got one here from Zilliac Electro.
I think it might be an entirely new team.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because the other team escaped, essentially.
Yeah.
And all of them died. The ones that didn't die escaped. So.
I think they'll still do like a Harley Quinn and probably a Deadshot.
I reckon they might do...
And a Ratcatcher.
Oh, I saw the whole team back.
Yeah, why not?
I reckon
but they need to fill out the numbers.
I reckon they might do... Well, here's the thing though, because I think if James Gunn did another one,
yeah.
I reckon they might do Harley Quinn Gets Captured Again.
Oh, again?
Like a double, like it's like that becomes her thing. Like she keeps getting captured doing dumb stuff. But I wonder if because Birds of Prey didn't do that well,
yeah,
and this didn't do that well, if James Gunn was not involved,
they might not.
They might be like fresh start.
Yeah,
but I think it, you know, I think it'd be good.
Think he's involved.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see Margot Robbie.
Terrific. Yeah, she's
also in
something.
The thing that I watched. Dollface.
She's oh,
in,
is she?
She's in an episode of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
As an Australian.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some Zilliac Electro Cash Ariel 2024. He says, do you think Riddler put a question mark in all of his lattes? Is it for Instagram? What are we doing here? We don't know.
Do you think he demanded it?
I think he just put his finger in
it.
I
think he did it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think that is.
Yeah.
And I like the way he thinks in riddles.
Yeah.
From Jack here, he says, definitely off the dome because I put out the question.
We didn't really mention if any all the things we saw were off the dome.
Some of them were.
Yeah. To be clear, definitively, some of the things we saw were off the dome.
Yeah.
And a couple of things on the dome.
And whatever things that you think were off the dome,
we think the same things. Yeah, we think the same things.
Yeah. My question would be, one, what was Ewan Mason's favourite reveal, most anticipated film and or TV show? And two, what the heck was Jim Lee teasing with that Crisis on Infinite Earths drawing? I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about, that second one. But for me, look, I hate to be like... Oh, the Batman trailer.
Yeah.
Because we've seen a million Batman things, but it looked very good. And we saw it. Like, a bunch of the other stuff we didn't even see, really.
Yeah. I think the moment that jumped out at me that I mentioned is the hallway scene where he keeps getting shot. I'm like, that's very iconic. And, you know, Penguin thinks he's got him and everything's exploded.
He hasn't got him because he's got his big car.
Oh, my God, he's got that big car. Like, I like the look of the Peacemaker show, but also it's just a couple of dudes shooting and some banter. Like, but that's what we knew we were getting, I think.
Fair enough.
I
mean, it's all James Gunn as well, so I think it's probably going to be very good.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Is that only James Gunn's wife?
Yeah, she's Jennifer Holland. She's in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's his wife.
That's his wife. Or they're together? I don't know the specifics of it. I don't know their marital status, Mason.
Wow.
I don't know all celebrity couplings. I only know about Machine Gun Kelly.
Sure.
The world's most famous and best man.
Oh, he's so charismatic.
I like the way that people are like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
And I have to look at him sometimes. Have you seen the bit where he's in...
I haven't seen any Machine Gun Kelly content.
This is an old thing.
I don't even know what he does. Is he a rapper? Is he a singer?
I think he does a bit of both. But he's in an executive boardroom.
Okay. Is this a video clip?
Yeah, it's a video clip. And he's playing his new song for music executives. And he's like dancing across the table as all the people are just sitting on the boardroom table to his own song.
Is this his music video to this
video?
No,
this is just him like showing his new track and then he decided to
is
get up.
Is this real?
It's real.
Oh, it is real. Yeah. Okay. Because it sounds
it's
like...
probably
so,
real.
It sounds like
a fake celebrity thing.
It sounds like a thing that would happen in an Eminem video clip in like...
Yeah.
The year 2000 or whatever.
Aren't they rivals or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like it seems like a bit, you know.
I'm going to find it.
Eminem would be playing his track to some music executives and they'd be like, we don't get this. We don't get what you're doing, Eminem. We don't understand it.
And he's like, well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And then he'd do his famous raps.
Where is it?
Are you genuinely looking up?
Yeah, I want you to say
it. If you Google Machine Gun Kelly Eminem rivalry, that is all you'll get from Google News. Oh, okay, right.
See?
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's a real boardroom. He's dancing around some Cisco telepresence, probably.
What do you think of that?
I hate it.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing for him.
I mean, we do embarrassing things, but...
Not on purpose. He's doing it on purpose.
God, look at the people just sitting there. Some of them aren't even looking. A lot of them aren't looking at him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure he's fine or whatever. Nice, I don't know.
I love it how Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are like, yeah, we did some kisses. And the media's like, whoa, no one's ever done that before.
These guys are wild.
Jeez. Yeah. Gee whiz.
Good stuff.
We did kiss with their mouths open.
Are they allowed to do that?
No.
Put them in jail.
I say put them in jail.
then they'd
make all the prisoners badder, you know what
they
I mean?
They might have to, by accident even, just being in their general vicinity. Have you got another email there, I see?
It's from Alan. He
I see mail another Gmail, Mason. Oh. Is it from a Gmail account?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, right? It's from Alan. He says, I work in Film Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
After watching the many cancelled Marvel TV shows video and listening to the pod for a long time, you both keep bringing up my hometown of Vancouver, Canada.
We can't help it.
I work in the film industry here, and I'm currently working on a superhero show that you for sure know of. Wanted to say thank you for the constant shout-outs to the industry here. P.S. Go watch the horror film Antlers that comes out at the end of October.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I worked very hard on it. Would love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, cheers, Grab That Jam.
I do want to see
What's
Antlers.
What's that about?
What is it? I got to bring it
is
up.
Is it spooky and... Halloween and Christmas.
A mysterious creature escapes from its confines and wreaks bloody havoc in small town.
It's like wreaking bloody havoc. Well,
it's got Jesse Plemons. It's got Kerry Russell.
Plemo.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'll definitely be watching that.
Look, we love it. We love that particular era of everything being filmed in Vancouver.
And it's still alive and well to this very day.
They're still making episodes of Forever Night.
Is that true?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. They're doing it for 40 years.
It's too many. Too many. I'm putting my foot down. It's too many.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Please do.
I'll let
You're trying to think of the main character. Trying to think of the main Forever Knight.
Well, his name was Nick Knight. I'm trying to think of it. Geraint Wyn Davies. I'll let him know. I'll send him a text.
Please
and
do.
And be like, man, quit Stop. It, all right? Quit it. Dial it back, dude.
Yeah. Look, you've hit it. It's a big hit, but now you need to quit it.
They've stopped showing them on TV. They're just Stop it. They're just archiving him in a van.
It's from Jay Nash.
Did you ever watch Forever Night?
Nah.
Good show.
No doubt it. some Jay Nash who says, why did you make me watch Snake Eyes? Snake Eyes, hashtag Wicked.
Oh, we didn't watch it.
No, but look, to be fair, I wasn't probably going to watch Snake Eyes.
Yeah, that's
Eyes.
True.
But we're sorry, all right? Yeah. We're sorry.
Maybe we'll get to it at some point. We'll do a wrap-up. We'll do the lockdown wrap-up, hoedown, or whatever it was. And we'll cover, because we're going to talk about it at the end of the year. We're going to be like, do we like Snake Eyes?
Exactly.
Do we liked it is the question.
We big liked it. Anyway, that's the show.
It's our show, folks. Thank
some
you so
that,
much for
some
listening.
Some of that was off the dome.
Some was off the dome.
Some of it.
I mean, the entire show was off the top of the dome.
Well, I got some notes. And I had that Machine Gun Kelly video ready.
That's true. Yes, it's true.
It wasn't off the dome.
Yeah, that's true, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully soon we'll be back to our regular schedule of reviewing a movie and you're like, oh, do I have to go and watch this movie?
Do I have to see Snake Eyes? Yes, we're definitely talking about it next week. Get out and see Snake Eyes in cinemas.
Get out there.
Spend money on it.
That's right.
I think it's on streaming, isn't it now?
It's probably on Paramount Plus.
Great.
Folks, thank you for subscribing.
Yes.
Thank you for telling your friends about the podcast.
Yes.
And lying to your friends.
Yes.
Lying to your new friends. Lying to your enemies. thank you for leaving a 5-star review. James, you got any there?
You know I got a couple right here, mate. This one's from Johnny Reese Lynch, who says, my Australians, it's easy as putting it in your app and giving us a review. Says,
unless it's Spotify, because then it's very difficult.
It's some other shit, I don't know. Yeah. Whenever I refer to this show to my wife, it's, well, my Australian said X about that. Great show. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Another one here from George Jetson 42, he says, very little content about pipe fitting and spot welding. As a podcast sold to me as the number one podcast for children interested in pipe fitting and spot welding, it is terrible. I've listened to all 401 episodes and there is barely any mention of pipe fitting or spot welding and way too much swearing for an audience of children. To any children interested in pipe fitting and spot welding, go elsewhere. 5 stars. Shout out.
Nice.
Thank you.
Should we add some pipe fitting, spot welding?
I think you mentioned it one time.
You ever used the spot welder at school?
Nah.
Didn't you?
Nah.
Really?
I went to
you make a little metal car or something?
We didn't churn out blue collar workers at my school, Mason. I'll tell you this much.
It was thought leaders.
Fancy lads.
Right.
And the world's leaders. Yeah, yeah. As you can tell.
You didn't have a technical teacher with one thumb?
We did.
My ass had one thumb.
Yeah, really? What happened to the other one? You stick it up his ass.
I bit it off.
I've only got one thumb. We can see it's in your ass. No, I cut it off. Just lift both your hands up. No, I can't.
Wow.
He glued his thumb up his ass.
see what happened there. Wow, that's actually, it's pretty odd. Now that you mentioned it.
He's your best mate, I don't know.
I never thought about how odd it was. But here we are. Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. Yep. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting, you can go to the Weekly Planet Pod on subreddit, on Reddit. You can go to the Weekly Planet Discord, on Discord.
Yes, absolutely.
You can have nice chats and fun chats and good times.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice or else.
Yeah, or else.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Yeah.
I'll get you personally.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck or any amount that you wouldn't miss.
We'd appreciate it.
We would appreciate it, but if you need your money, you keep your money.
I agree.
Weird times out there. Keep that money.
Keep that money.
That's what we always say here. Keep that money.
Keep that money. Keep it to yourself.
That's right. If you're Machine Gun Kelly, give us money.
Yeah, give us your money.
Yeah. You freak. You're a weird freak.
You're a weird, boring freak.
You're we know freak you think you're interesting. We know you're not interesting.
We know you're boring real life.
We're not buying any of this. I'm not buying the...
The other thing that guy I mentioned described him as is a Microsoft product.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Or you can go to bigsandwich.co. You can sign up for $9 dues per month.
Mm-mm.
All kinds of bonus podcasts, commentaries. Good times.
Good times, great times. Yeah. All right.
Good times, great classic hits.
You know it. Mm. Next week, Dune, maybe some Guardians of the Galaxy stuff.
That's right, yeah.
Definitely the movie Snake Eyes.
Yeah, we're going to get to that next week.
Pop it in your DVD player.
He's got that katana.
Where'd you get it? Someone probably is like, here, you'll need this or whatever.
Yeah, this is our family's katana or whatever.
Yeah, this is our family's katana.
And here's our family SUV.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. That's right. Thank you to The Brute and Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. We've got T-shirts on TeePublic. Put it on. Go out to a convention if it's safe to do that.
Don't spend $750 on a hat.
James, should we make hats? Should we make
weekly planet? Maybe we should make hats.
Okay, how about this? We make a Weekly Planet hat, but it looks like a wedding cake. It's got the topper and it's just you and me on the top of the
Are we getting married?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, great. That's the whole show, I think. Yeah.
Terrific. Okay, I'm gonna put the outro sting.
Okay.
And then
don't forget to see Snake Eyes, folks.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to talk about it next week.
That's right.
All right, cheers, everyone.
Grab that gem. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes week. Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, Snake Eye.
That's right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.